Welcome back to NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing for Friday evening, March 13th, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
Rock Breaks, USA, Where Earth, Inc., NASDAQ, USAR to acquire Texas Mineral Resources in $73 million stock deal. USA, Rare Earth, Inc., NASDAQ, USAR, has entered into a $73 million stock deal to acquire Texas Mineral Resources. The agreement will see USA taking over TMRC, consolidating ownership of the Round Top project in Texas. This move aims to position USA as the sole operator and 100% economic beneficiary of rare earth and critical minerals development, with expected commercial production in 2028.
Investor news breaks: Standex International Corporation divest Federal Industries business for approximately $70 million. Standex International Corporation has divested its display merchandising business, Federal Industries, to Aritech Global Holdings, LLC, for approximately $70 million. The transaction, facilitated by private equity firm Millpoint Capital, aims to support Standex's capital allocation strategy. Roth Capital Partners, LLC, and Foley Hoge, LLP, provided financial and legal advisory services. Standex plans to utilize the proceeds for growth initiatives, acquisitions, and debt repayment. Trilogy Metals, Inc.'s joint venture, Ambler Metals, strengthens management as U.S. mineral policy gains momentum. Trilogy Metals, Inc.'s joint venture, Ambler Metals, bolsters its management team with new leadership appointments to drive operational execution and strategic planning. The move comes amid a growing focus on U.S. mineral policy, emphasizing domestic resource development. With a renewed emphasis on critical minerals production, Ambler Metals aims to advance mineral development initiatives in Alaska's Ambler Mining District, aligning with evolving policy priorities.
Carbonates and critical minerals. How Canamara Energy Metals Corp. is building a multi-center rare earth platform. Schreibert Lake outlines a multi-center carbonate system with four large REE NB targets defined by coincident geophysical and geochemical anomalies. Canamara Energy Metals Corp. is advancing rare earth assets across Canada, the United States, and Brazil, positioning its portfolio within jurisdictions aligned with Western supply chain priorities. As governments and manufacturers race to secure non-Chinese sources of rare earth elements, attention is increasingly shifting toward projects that demonstrate both geological scale and jurisdictional stability.
APA report delivers resilient, high return profile for Lafleur Minerals Inc. Swanson Gold Project in Abitibi Gold Belt. Lafleur Minerals Inc. has unveiled a positive preliminary economic assessment for its Swanson Gold Project in Quebec's Abitibi Greenstone Belt. The report highlights the project's capital efficiency and potential for significant economic returns, supported by the Beacon Gold Mill and skilled labor in the Val-d'Or mining community. This development positions Lafleur as a promising near-term gold producer in the renowned Abitibi Gold Belt.
Rock Breaks, Wheaton Precious Metals Corp. reports record 2025 financial results and strong production performance. Wheaton Precious Metals Corp. reported record financial results for 2025 with $2.30 billion in revenue, $1.50 billion in net earnings, and $1.40 billion in adjusted net earnings. The company exceeded production guidance with 689,864 gold equivalent ounces, Wheaton expanded its streaming portfolio and announced a major transaction with BHP for silver production at the Antimina mine. The company maintains a strong balance sheet with $1.20 billion in cash.
Plastic chemical industries' dependence on oil to linger for much longer. Plastic and chemical industries will remain reliant on oil even as electric vehicles disrupt the transport sector. GeoSolar Technologies, Inc. is among the companies working to replace fossil fuels in applications like home heating. Green Energy Stocks provides a platform for companies shaping the green economy to reach investors and consumers effectively.
Tiny Gems Breaks. Para Zero Technologies Limited receives counter-UAS order from Israeli defense entity. Para Zero Technologies Limited has secured a new order from an Israeli defense entity for its Defend Air Counter-Unmanned Aerial Systems platform. The order includes an evaluation kit with Defend Air net pods for operational deployment readiness. The system uses non-explosive net launcher technology to neutralize hostile drones in urban and battlefield environments. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Mining news breaks: ES Gold Corp appoints Jason Tong as Chief Financial Officer. ES Gold Corp has appointed Jason Tong as its new Chief Financial Officer. Tong, a seasoned professional with over 15 years of experience, will help lead the company as it progresses towards production at the Montauban Gold Silver Project in Quebec by 2026. The company also announced the departure of Tony Giuliano, thanking him for his service.
Inside Pensacola's economic development strategy, how one CEO is building Florida's next aerospace and maritime hub. Florida West EDA's CEO Chris Plate is driving Pensacola's economic development strategy towards becoming Florida's next aerospace and maritime hub. Plate's focus on four key industry clusters, like aerospace, maritime, and defense, emphasizes site readiness and selective recruitment. Recent wins, like Field International's relocation, showcase Pensacola's appeal for high-wage job creation. Listen to the full conversation on Beyond a Build podcast for more insights.
Jeremy Sess Baker, appointed to American Arbitration Association Construction Industry Panel of Arbitrators. Jeremy S. Baker has been appointed to the Panel of Arbitrators Construction Industry Arbitration of the American Arbitration Association AAA and its International Center for Dispute Resolution ICDR. Baker Law Group, LLC announced the appointment, highlighting Baker's commitment to fair and efficient resolution of construction disputes. As a member of the AADR's Construction Industry Panel of Arbitrators, Baker will hear evidence and issue binding decisions in arbitration matters, drawing on his expertise in construction contracts and dispute resolution.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.